Donald Penn back. Greg.
Yeah. Yep. Proud papa.
Yeah. Had some good news in his family, it sounds like.
Yep.
Did you, well, what's the energy level been in practice this week? I mean, it's a long season for all of us, particularly you guys. You have to, you know, go through this season on those legs out there. So just what's it been this week? Have you seen any difference at all, in negative or positive? In the
yeah, it's been good. Yep.
So you got a little agitated out there. We were privy to that, directed towards the defensive backs. Has that been happening every week and we've missed it, or was today special?
No, it hasn't been happening. And that really is between us. I guess you guys were privy to it, but, you know, I very rarely will do that. The only thing that gets me is when we do things that we know better. So that was more of a private team moment, but I need to be more aware, I guess.
Greg, you sensed any, you know, all 16 games count the same, but you sensed any animosity or passion between your players and towards the Falcons in terms of this rivalry at all, either 5 weeks ago or this week?
I don't know. I think all division games hold special meaning. So I don't know if I notice anything different, and I'm not privy to all the inside history that's gone on between the two teams. I shouldn't say that I'm privy to some of it, but I don't know. I think division games are division games, and you play each team twice, so you just naturally have a familiarity, which sometimes that brings certain things. You know, you play against a guy a number of times over a number of years, but I don't see it more than any other team in the division.
What update can you give us on Eric Wright and whether you're closer to deciding based on what you've seen, whether he'll play or not?
Not sure if he'll play or not. You know, he'll be with us, and I'll have to make that decision.
Game day decision?
Don't know yet. It might, you know, might be tomorrow. Just got to figure it out.
Other than physical, that as an organization, you would want to play?
No, it's really more just, you know, what do we think is the best thing to do at this point of the year for our team to win? And that's really it. Yeah.
Josh told us yesterday that after doing what he called some soul searching, I'm sure it was just a lot of film study and work with you guys, that he kind of came to the conclusion that maybe he's been trying a little bit too hard to make plays the last couple of weeks. Have you come to that conclusion as well? And he said he just got to do a better job of trusting his training, trust the system. The system works. And have you felt the same way looking at his play the last couple of weeks?
I don't know if I felt that. I think trust your training is, if he said that to you, I think that's really what I feel. When he trusts his training, he's impeccable. I mean, he really does a great job. So you just got to stick to the plan, and I'm confident he will.
Greg, you feel it's maybe more of a coincidence than anything that the tailspin started with the Falcon game. One-point loss to Atlanta. Did you notice anything after that game? You think it's had any residual effect at all on this football team?
No. I mean, I don't think there's one moment where all of a sudden, oh, boy, here we go. We're going down. I think it's a cumulative effect of things, and I can't even tell you exactly what those things are. But certainly when you win five in a row and then you lose five in a row, that's without a doubt frustrating. But to tell you that right now, maybe a couple months from now when I look and reflect and get away from it a little bit and then start examining it again and peeling it away, I'll be able to give you a better answer. But without a doubt, it's been frustrating at times, you know, especially when there's been opportunities to win games since then, you know, very winnable games, and didn't do it. And as I've said all along, that goes back to the head coach. It is my job when there's winnable games for us to win them. And we didn't do that, so that's why it's uniquely frustrating, I think, for me personally. But the one thing I know is if you keep tend to your knit and keep doing what you're supposed to do, when you have talent around you, it'll get fixed, and it will.
The opportunity to finish the season with a victory after the last few weeks. Mm. I mean, how much of the message to the team has that been for you? Has you made that a part of your message to this team? I don't know how meaningful that is.
Well, I know these guys are competitors, and I know that it will be nice to end the season with a victory. So the opportunity lies in front of us, and we got to go do it, right? And not sure what to expect, who to expect, nor do I care. I know what we need to do, and that's play Buck football. And if we do that, whether they play the starters their whole game or they don't play them at all, we're going to be in the football game, and we're going to have an opportunity to win it. But that's if we do it, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to go out and do it consistently. That's the word that keeps coming up. Not for a quarter, not for, you know, 70% of the plays, but do it over and over and over and over and over again. Every guy doing their job, every coach doing their job, and that's when you play winning football. And we've done it. You know, if we hadn't done it, then you're talking about something that, you know, is it? But we've done it, and we know how to do it. We need to do it consistently.
A couple more, please. Greg, is there any part of you that looks at this last month or so and remembers how hard you worked these guys? And you needed to do that. It was a change of culture, going all the way back to training camp, OTAs. Practices, you're limited to how many times you can be in pads and that, but that this is a tired football team this last month of the season, whether it's mental or physical?
I don't think they're a tired football team. I think the number of reps we do are very, very selective. You know, I don't know if there's an NFL team that's doing less, and then maybe I got to examine that, but I do think we utilize walkthrough and jog through as a substitute for live repetitions to try to save their legs. Some of the things we do, you know, on Fridays where we're jogging, you know, we're running with hats on, not even helmets, so that no one will get physical. And, you know, I think we've made every attempt to keep our guys fresh, because I do know that that is the key when you have talented guys over a long period of time that are, you know, some of them are older. So I don't feel that. But, you know, when you lose and you don't have that emotion because you've lost and you've lost, that makes people emotionally tired. And when you're winning, as we were for 5 weeks straight, it emotionally energizes you. So I don't think it's a physical thing. I think that's been really scrutinized. And, you know, my captains have done a great job of giving me feedback as far as where do you think we are, what do you think we need to do. If I've erred, I've erred. You know, they may say we need to go harder. And I say, well, there's some that I worry we got to just pull it back a little bit. You know, winning cures all. That's the truth. And we got to – it doesn't cure all. It, yeah, you got it. It covers it up. Good way to put it. Is that what John said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won a few.
Greg, most NFL teams are good at home. Atlanta, they're really good at home. You're coaching your first game at the Georgia Dome.
Not true. I've coached in the Georgia Dome.
The Buccaneers.
Thank you.
Buccaneers. what have you heard about playing there? Mike Smith thinks it's a huge advantage from the fan standpoint. He says they know when to cheer and when not to cheer.
Right? Yeah.
Do they play better at the Georgia Dome, just naturally?
Well, I think most teams, when they have a home field advantage, play better. But, you know, I don't think they cheer any better or louder than the Minnesota fans on a Thursday night game. So I think, you know, we've done it. We're prepared for it. We have mechanisms in our offense to handle it. And we got to go do it now again and do it consistently.
Did you already say last
week? I didn't hear the two, but you know what? Since it's the last Friday, Rick, go ahead. You know, I'm really loosening up, aren't I, here at the end?
You still got us Monday.
Oh, that's right.
That's going to be a long
Well, having said that, I'll see you now. That's right.
Wonder with the lightning rod guy. Is it a bigger game for Josh Freeman than anybody else's in terms of because you're the quarterback, and if you want a good feeling – Maybe even outside these walls, but just you don't want your quarterback ending a season maybe the way it has turned out the last 2 weeks. Is it any bigger for him than anybody else?
I hope he doesn't feel that way, Rick. I hope that he feels like I'm going to go out and trust my training and the results will take care of themselves. I think it's so dangerous when you start thinking of all these result-oriented outcomes. You know, if I win, then it's a better offseason. If I win, if I do this, you know, I hope his thoughts are on, okay, in this play, I got to read top down and I'm going to make that read. And I hope that's where his mind is. And, you know, all of us have dreams, aspirations, but I hope right now on a Friday before a Sunday game that he's locking in on that. So, but, you know, I can't tell you that. Yeah, I can't get in there. You'd like to, right, in all the players' minds. But I think we keep preaching that it's all about, you know, the process and training and trusting your training and then going out on the game day and just letting it fly and really trusting your training. So that's where my hope is. See you guys in Atlanta, man.
Thanks.